Come into my house, children, and I'll give you candy and ice cream and pickled herring and sweet and sour upside-down cake and hard-boiled all-day suckers.
Hello, and welcome to Comics and More with Gabe and Mandy. I'm Gabe.
And I'm Mandy.
Hi, and this is, I guess it's episode 2. And this week, we have a very exciting show.
With notes and all.
That's right, notes and all this week. We went all professional on everyone. So, we are...
We've decided to start an online book club, thinking that that would be something that would be a lot of fun. And what we're going to do is, we're going to choose a book, and this first month we're going to choose the book, but we're going to be asking for ideas from listeners, and we're going to give you a date to get the book and read the book, and then email us what you thought of the book, if you liked it, if you didn't like it, just your thoughts on the book in general, and we will talk about the book the week after. And we've decided to have people send their responses for February 26th, that we'll be able to do a show around the end of the week or the beginning of next week, so that way everyone has time to read the book. Also, you know, go to your local library and get the book. And if a library's not an option close to you, Amazon.com has very good used books, or borrow it from a friend, but I'm suggesting not to spend a great deal of money on...
No, don't spend any money if you can help it. Like she said, go to the library, they'll have this book here. But this week's book, or this month's book, I suppose, is the first book, is Survivor by Chuck Palahniuk, or Palahniuk.
And we will spell that. It's Palahniuk. And it's the author of Fight Club, the movie Fight Club, if anyone's... It's a really... I think everyone... Well, it sounds really great. So, go get that. It's Survivor. Okay, I'm just going to read the back to give people an idea of the book. Tender Branson, last surviving member of the so-called Creedish Death Cult, is dictating his life into the flight recorder of Flight 2039, cruising on autopilot at 39,000 feet somewhere over the Pacific Ocean. He is all alone in the airplane, which will crash shortly into the vast Australian outback. But before it does, he will unfold the tale of his journey from an obedient Creedish child and humble domestic servant to an ultra-buffed, steroid, and collagen-packed media messiah. Unpredictable and unforgettable, Survivor is Chuck Palahniuk at his deadpan peak, a mesmerizing, unnerving, and hilarious satire on the wages of fame and the bedrock lunacy of the modern world.
All right, so that sounds pretty good. So we're gonna read that, and if nobody else reads it, that's just fine. It's your loss. But we're gonna talk about that probably on not the next show, but in a month. So
February 26th to get your email responses in, and the email address is.
Oh yeah, the email address is comicartgabe@yahoo.co.uk. That's comicartgabe. gabe@yahoo.co.uk, or you can contact me through whichever website you're listening to this on. There's three of them. I don't want to mention any of them because it's playing on all three, and they might get upset with the,
the triple play.
Yeah, the triple play. But anyhow, this week we're looking at. We read a couple of comics this week for Christmas. I got. Dead Man number 1 and Loveless number 1, Vertigo Comics. Loveless is Brian Azzarello, and Dead Man is Bruce Jones. I guess the first one we'll go into was Loveless. It was a Western comic. I was pretty lost in the beginning, I must say, but I mean, it's the first issue, so they want to keep you guessing. I don't know. It struck me, the language kind of struck me as a little harsh, but, whatever. I mean, I'm not being a prude. It was surprising, but I just didn't really, I should have known from a Vertigo book. It's, you know, it's an adult book, so I just didn't really think about it. But some of it was a little modern. I don't think that Old West cowboys would have talked like that. So, I don't know. What did you think of it, Mandy?
In the very beginning, it was really hard to tell who was who. They basically all looked like, and we had talked about this earlier, versions of Clint Eastwood. And
you gotta get that,
and then I also thought that I thought that the language was excessive. And didn't really fit the time. I mean, I didn't live back then, and I do expect some language, but they threw the F-bomb quite a bit. And I throw it some, but not like that. I did like the twist at the end where his wife, who everyone claimed just kind of ran off, was actually riding with him and is a sharpshooter. That's kind of a neat twist to make a female in a power position, essentially. Sort of.
Yeah.
All in all, I really probably wouldn't go out of my way to read anymore. I hate to say I love my brother, and he typically has great taste in things, but he does prefer Westerns more than I do. And this is, he gave us this. Thanks, Trav. But just not a fan of the Western. I just never have been.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't go out of my way to read it either. It was probably interesting enough to, I would definitely read the, you know, a trade of the first story arc or something just to see where it was going. But yeah, and that was something else that when Mandy mentioned the art all looking like Clint Eastwood. They really did. There were several different characters. It's not just one guy looking like Clint, which I could understand, but several different characters that just looked, you know, they all have mustaches and they all look the same anyway generally, but it looked like they just were all designed after Clint, so they all looked more, you know, similar, you know, than I probably would have liked. But yeah, so I don't know, I'd probably give that a C. I don't know if I approve or disapprove. Not approve or disapprove, but thumbs up or thumbs down, pardon me. What grade do you give it?
Oh, C minus, even. I don't want to say D because that seems too awful, but, and it could get better. Sometimes the first one's not, but I feel like if the first book doesn't grab you, why would you want to read the rest?
Yeah. And it is, I mean, it is a mystery, so, I mean, you know, it did sort of make me want to read it, but not enough to go out of my way to buy it. Anyhow, so that was Loveless. And then we also read Dead Man by Bruce Jones and John Watkiss.
Okay, Dead Man. I actually really liked this one. I thought that it was a neat take on a story. I've never really read anything like this before. And there's a lot of really neat flashbacks. It goes through all parts of his life. And, well, I should say that it starts out with two pilots and the plane crashes. And it keeps going back to different parts of the two pilots' lives because they were friends. And essentially, the main character basically gets screwed by the other pilot over and over and over throughout the story. In childhood, just almost every age. And which eventually leads to his demise. But he also keeps telling him that you've got to cross over. If you don't cross over and forget about this, we'll talk about this on the other side. Bad things happen when you wait, and then there in the end, he seems to become a zombie. Or something like a zombie, except for he's not eating people yet. I don't know where that's going to be going. And I really like zombie books, so that interests me too. But I did like the end, and it seemed to, the next book will just pick up great, and I'm really looking forward to, and I don't know if it is or not, but to see if this is out in trade. I give this an A. I really liked it, so we'll see. And here is Gabe.
Yeah, I like this more than the other one. It was pretty good. The art was a bit muddy, but I didn't, you know, but that's fine. Yeah, I would probably give this a B, or maybe a B plus, but it's October 06, so they're probably not they probably haven't put him out in a trade yet. But yeah, I thought it was an interesting book. Also, it looks like he's, I mean, it's a semi-zombie book, except for he is, you know, not like your typical zombie. He's like himself, but he's dead. So, but anyway, so there's Dead Man. Yeah, that was I would recommend that. Unfortunately, I'm partial to superhero comics, so I if I were gonna buy a monthly book, it would be probably wouldn't be Dead Man, but I would buy the trade, and you know, we'll see. But that was we both liked that one. We approve. So today, as we're talking about everything, today is snow day. Everybody had off work today because we got like 6 inches of snow. And in Georgia, yeah, in North Georgia. So here we are doing our podcast. But it is the, what's today, Thursday? Thursday before the Super Bowl. And it is the Indianapolis Colts, and led by Peyton Manning, who I just have to say that I can't stomach. Everybody just kisses his ass. All the announcers. He's a good quarterback, but versus the Chicago Bears. The Chicago Bears have an excellent defense, but I don't know. I'm hoping for Chicago to win. But my gut tells me that the Colts are probably going to pull it out, because I don't think the Bears' offense, it's kind of hit or miss, so I don't think they'll be doing anything. It's Rex Grossman at quarterback for the Bears. So anyway, I'm picking Indianapolis probably, let's say, 27-13. Yeah, 27-13. All right.
I don't think I want to really pick a score. I don't like doing that. But I don't feel, I'm pretty indifferent to both teams. So I think that probably the Colts are going to win. I think it's going to be a much closer game than Gabe anticipated. I think you'll only see like a 3-point difference. I think it'll go one way, and then I'll switch back to the other team. And I think it's going to be, because the Bears have quite the defense. But the only thing that the Colts have going for them is they don't do a huddle. They just go right into it, and that frequently messes the defense up because they can't set themselves. So we'll see. It should be pretty interesting. But yeah, I think it's going to be Indianapolis. By close.
So yeah, being a Thursday night, tonight is my favorite night of television. It's Earl, The Office, Scrubs, and 30 Rock. And I didn't like Scrubs at first for a while, a couple of years ago when it first came on, but I've been watching it during the day, and that show is just hilarious. So anyway, tonight is a good night for TV watching, but it's a better night to listen to this us on the podcast and on the internet, on the internets. It's a series of tubes. Well, it's time. It is time once again to read from the book. Oh, Onomatopoeia. It's the book, the DC Comics Encyclopedia by DK Publishing. Oh, it is a heavy tome. And we opened it. Mandy, my lovely assistant and co-host, has opened the book. And Firefly is the villain that I see. First appearance, Detective Comics, number 184, June 1952. Villain, real name Garfield Lyons. Occupation, arsonist. Well, that's a hell of a thing.
Looks good in your resume.
Yeah, that's true. Base, Gotham City. 5'11", 167 pounds, blue eyes, white with black temples, hair. Special powers and abilities. Insulated battle suit equipped with flamethrower, grenade launchers, and wings that allow flight. Damn, all these guys have all this stuff, and we still don't even have jetpacks. Garfield Lyons is a pyromaniac, obsessed with starting large, dangerous fires and watching them burn. Lyons was a poverty-stricken young man who turned to petty crime, but was captured by Batman and Robin after his first robbery. Inspired by a glowing firefly, Lyons took the insect's name and embarked on a different kind of career, torching parts of Gotham City and exulting in the death and destruction his fires caused. Firefly fought Batman and Robin a number of times until he was hired by villain Nicholas Scratch to help create the biggest fire Gotham City had ever seen. Hoping to burn Gotham to the ground, Firefly was himself horribly burned when a nearby chemical factory he set ablaze erupted in a fiery explosion. Oh, I wonder. Go figure.
How many chemical factories do they have in Gotham? I mean,
it's lousy with them. Scarred by burns that cover 90% of his body, Firefly was incarcerated in Blackgate Prison. Well, there you have it. Firefly, the villain of the week, or the villain of the show. And Mandy is once again flipping randomly through the book.
He is the first hero.
And the question is the first hero that Mandy spotted on the page. The question, first appearance, Blue Beetle, third series, number one, June 1967. Status, hero, real name, Charles Victor Zsasz. Television journalist as Vic Sage. Base Hub City, 6'2", 185. Eyes blue, hair reddish blonde. Special powers and abilities, trained by Victor Dragon. Vic is a formidable fighter and martial artist. Okay. The caption says, Crusader, Vic Sage became an everyman figure using his fists to find truth in corrupt Hub City. You don't hear too much about Hub City in the, now I think he mainly works out of Gotham too, but maybe not. Anyhow, the question. Victor Zsasz was an angry orphan who could not understand why people did things they did. As Vic Sage, television reporter for KBEL, he took on political corruption in Hub City. Those hypocrites he couldn't expose on television, he went after as the question. His features masked by a compound called pseudoderm, devised by his friend Tot, Dr. Aristotle Rodor. Sage was also aided by Mayor Myra Connolly, widow of the former mayor, and Izzy O'Toole, perhaps the only honest cop on the force. After many adventures, Sage became disillusioned with his crusading role and entrusted with Myra's daughter Jackie, journeyed to the Amazon rainforest to find himself. He returned to Hub City a changed man after Lady Shiva saved his life and Richard Dragon instructed him in martial arts. Later, when the Huntress was accused of murder, the question befriended her and introduced her to Dragon, who helped the heroine learn how to channel her anger. And then the other caption is heart to heart. Vic and Mayor Myra Connolly have a complex but loving relationship. Well, there you go. That's pretty good. That was the question. So this week's were the question and Firefly. So one hero and one villain. And that has been...
And they were both angry orphans.
Huh. Well, look at that. That's a coincidence. That happens a lot. I wish I was an orphan. Then I would have been a superhero. That's a horrible thing to say.
Supervillain.
Ooh, even better. Even better. The world's first supervillain. Well, besides, what's his name? The Hamburglar. No.
He doesn't bother the vegetarians.
Oh, that's true. But that has been a reading from the DC Comics Encyclopedia, the definitive guide to the characters of the DC Universe. Published by DK Books. So, anyway, that is a great book. I saw the Marvel Encyclopedia at the library, and so one of these days...
we're going to take it out from the library, and we'll have a month of talking about the Marvel, and we'll do the same thing, just a hero and a villain for a month, and I may read the Marvel, Gabe may read the DC. There's so much of the DC to go around, there's no point. I must say, though, the art on the DC Comic Encyclopedia looks much, much nicer than the outside art cover of the Marvel. The DC people, it's really neat, especially the back cover. There's a lot of characters, and they look really, really cool.
Yeah, there you go. I agree. The DC book looks like it's more well done. Well, we're here at about 20 minutes, so we should maybe wrap it up. We're going to talk about heroes a little bit, I guess, for a minute.
Okay. Yeah, the baby's just about to wake up, so we're going to wrap this up. The show Heroes on NBC, if you haven't watched it, you can go to NBC.com and catch up pretty fast, because there are only two in this time. But it's pretty interesting. It looks like the whole point of this movie is right now, or the show, it seems like a movie, is that one of the guys is going to get somebody's power, his name's Peter, and he's going to blow up and become Nuclear Man and blow up New York City. And he's aware of it and is trying to stop it. And it just seems that they've had this one really bad guy in jail, Siler, and he's about to get out and kill this girl's father, basically, because, I mean, I don't know this for sure, but from his past experience, he seems to like to kill people, so we'll see. And finally, the cheerleader will find out who her real parents are, and there's supposed to be a big twist next week as to who the dad is. My vote is that it's the politician was the girl's father. It was like a college thing when he was young. It was probably before he even met his wife, and basically even maybe a one-night stand or something. He's pretty good for that so far in this. But we'll see. It's been really good. I recommend it if you haven't watched it, and I bet money that if you're listening to this, you probably watched it. So that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to let Gabe finish up, and goodbye.
Well, thank you very much. And, yeah, so we're going to wrap it up. Like she said, you got to watch Heroes, everybody. I'm going to plug a couple of websites just because I like it. Spoilt is comicspoilers.net. It's great. It just has the plots of recent comics so that if you're like me and you can't afford to buy the monthly but you still want to know what's going on, you can read about each issue they have, you know. But it's comicspoilers.blogspot.com, and I've mentioned it before, but you should check that out. And like we say, you can email us about the book club or about anything else at comicartgabe@yahoo.co.uk. And I guess that is about it for the week, unless you've got anything else to say?
Nope, nothing.
Okay. Well, and that's it. But thanks for listening, and we will talk to you very shortly. I hope you enjoyed the show. One last thing before we go. We are heading to the Flyers game this Saturday. I forgot to mention it, and they're playing the Thrashers. It's actually the Thrashers game because it's here in Atlanta. Here's Haley.
I'm not saying Haley. She's actually just eating the...
Yeah, she's just eating the microphone. But anyway, we're going to the Thrashers-Flyers game, and that should be a lot of fun. Go Flyers, because I'm originally from Philly, so go Flyers. They're the worst team in the league right now, and the Thrashers are in first place in their division. But and I'm a Thrashers fan now, too. But anyway, should be a good time. We'll tell you all about it next time. And thanks for listening. Alrighty, bye.